there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Jason and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another special episode of Last of the Nice Guys podcast. As we continue to avoid 100th episode because Joe is a fuck. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. So today's topic is paying rent for your ex. Now, this is kind of like an addendum or response to both episode one, the very first podcast, Should a Man Be Expected to Pay? And especially episode 48, Is Your Ex Responsible for Upkeeping Your Lifestyle? They introduced you to Manny, you know what I was about to do. Manny, do you remember? Okay, this is inspired by an Abba and Preach video. They're reacting to a guy, an NBA player, stating how he pays for his ex's rent. Manny, do you remember your response in episode 48 about if your ex should be responsible for upkeeping your lifestyle? I remember what mine is, but I wonder if you remember yours. Before we play this video, and then because this is going to be something where you could be like, oh, you're a hypocrite. And in reality, no. I will get into it.
I want to say my response was hell no still.
Right.
So, yeah, I think okay. So.
Did you want to elaborate on
that? I'm pretty sure my response was.
Let me refresh your memory. It was a video that I played where this girl was on a podcast and she said that.
Yeah, she said that that a man, yeah, her ex-boyfriend, right, should. He introduced her to new things in life.
Right.
Then they didn't work out. So right, he should still pay for the correct loft or whatever, right, that she was living in and whatever,
right,
the case was.
So she was saying that you can't introduce me to a better lifestyle and then break up with me and then not up to the lifestyle that you introduced me to. And she meant that shit. And we were like, no, absolutely not. That was because you were together. That was the perks of being together. She didn't see it like that. And I absolutely agree that the guy should not be expected or even do that, period. Because that's just not the way it works. You know, that sense of entitlement was crazy. And then I heard this video. So I'm going to play the video now, and we're going to react to it. It should be a short episode, like the specials are supposed to be. But there we go. This is inspired by Abba and Preach. He's paying for his ex's rent.
Did I mean? Because that
means... Oops.
People call it tricking. I never spent money on it. I never bought girl expensive gifts before this last girl. And... it was cool to do. Like, I liked making sure she was fly. I liked making sure she had nice things. Yeah. But.
Of course. Got a commercial. Of course.
But still wanted to know that she was with me for, like, the right reasons. You know what I mean? Because every dude in this particular person's past had money. So I never wanted to feel like a girl was just with me because of what I have and what I could give her, which... you know, that's not a bad thing. If a woman says that her type needs to have money or she's only going to be attracted to do with money, I'm not saying that's wrong because at the end of the day, a man is supposed to provide for a woman.
Right.
I'll stop it right there. I think that's wrong. That's just me, mm-hmm, right there. I don't know how you feel about that, but a woman that says, I'm only attracted to a dude who has money, that's a gold digger. Period. Yeah.
100%. That's the definition of a gold digger.
Right. So I'm saying that, yes, money. I... kind of subscribe to the whole men are providers and should be expected to provide kind of thing, but not when it is expected, demanded, or there's a certain threshold of that.
Or that's the sole purpose.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I disagree with that. But I'm going to continue to play.
She was providing half the rent.
No, so watch this. I'm just saying, my mindset was like, okay, I still want to know she's in this for the right reasons. So,
which I respect.
She's looking at these different apartments, you know, in her price range or whatever. And I'm not going to live with a girl until I'm married. I feel like if you move in with a girl, you're living with a girl, you're dang near married. So I never wanted to do that. So,
so you never lived with any of your
never girls? Lived with a girl. No, I'm not doing that until I'm married. So basically, she's looking around. she's looking around for her apartments, and she came across one, but it was way out of her price range. It was like double what she could afford. So I was like, you know, this is really nice. I want you to be able to stay here. I want to be able to pull up and stay here. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is your, what can you afford? And I'll split it. I'll pay the rest. So
right.
I ended up doing that. And I was like, yo, whatever happens. And I want the people's advice on this too, because I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm going to give, I am.
So basically, bruh, I said, whatever happens in this relationship for the next year, I'm committed to paying this rent.
Like, you a year, yeah, guy. You committed to the NBA? You committed to
my wife. I don't know if it's not. So I'm like, okay, for this next year, I got you. Whatever happens, we could break up. I got you. For this next year, I'll split rent with you.
You came to it the wrong mindset, though.
No, but, bro, I don't know. I just didn't know. So then we end up breaking up 5-6 months into the rent. And basically, that's where I'm at now, where I'm like, man, do I keep helping her out?
Okay, so they start laughing. All right. So that's the whole thing. And I want to make it very clear, even though this is a video inspired by Abba and Preach, it is a clip they're watching from hashtag respectfully, the Justin LaBoy show. It looks like Lady Boy, but respectfully, hashtag respectfully, the Justin LaBoy show. It's a podcast. So basically, as you heard it, Buddy was clowning on him, saying that, you know, the guy's an NBA player, but he's only paying half the rent. And respectfully, the NBA player, I don't know who this guy is, honestly. Let me see which guy this is. Let me see if I can bring it up. Him and his girl agreed on the apartment she moved. Oh, I like the comments. Give me a second, guys. I'm trying to see if I can look and see where are the, there it is, more. Oh, Michael Porter Jr. surprised his podcast host by saying that he often made his past girlfriends pay for half his rent. No, that's weird. That's the wrong, I think they need to, yeah. Oh, no, he made his girlfriends pay half the rent, raising the question if it's not a cheap move when you're worth millions of dollars. So it's Michael Porter Jr. He's an NBA player, I guess, right? You know him?
I'm not really much into basketball.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I'm more of a football guy, but he is a
center forward for the Pistons.
No.
Not. Are you really Googling him? Who cares? This is not that kind of podcast.
He's a forward for the Brooklyn Nets.
I knew that. See, the Nets rock. So, okay. So let's put it there. Let me paraphrase. Basically, what had happened was.
No, he's 27. Poor kid.
That's what I'm saying. No, hold on. So what had happened was he was dating this hot chick, this baddie, right? And he's not known for lavish gifts for girls and whatever, but because that's just not who he was. You know, he'll take them on trips and his experiences with him, which is funny because that's what I say about my travel vlog. I'm not paying for these women necessarily. I'm just saying I'm having fun. Please come, you know, come with me. You'll be having good fun too. It's companionship. So anywho, what he is he was dating this girl and she was looking for new apartments and she found an apartment that she liked, but it was out of her price range. And she admitted it was out of her price range. He liked the spot and he's like, listen, I like this spot for you. What can you afford? And I'll cover the rest. So it ended up being half-half. And he said to her very clearly, he said if he it came with the, I'm sorry guys, I'm just, my head is killing me. He came with the statement that no matter what happens, he's got half the rent for the year, the first year, no matter how things work out with them. He's a year-to-year kind of guy. And unfortunately, they break up about 5-6 months into the rent, and now he's still paying for it. Now he's asking, you know, should he still keep paying for it? You know, is he silly for doing it or not? And of course, that's as far as it went with there. Man, me. Sorry. I just finished editing. This is housekeeping. I just finished editing, you know, two Geek Bros things. So, you know, that's what I was referring to him the entire time, the last couple of hours. Manny, so here's the scenario. We just talked about episode 48. Does this change your answer with this caveat? The caveat is that he suggested it and he agreed to it and he gave a commitment with the caveat that with no strings attached, saying he didn't require you to be with me for me to continue paying rent for a year. That's the caveat. Now, bringing it back to 48, what is your response? You still hold?
I still hold true to what I said in episode 48.
Okay.
First of all, I don't give a damn how much money he makes a year and how good of a basketball player he is or anything of the sort. You should never commit to somebody, especially when you started dating them. You just started dating them on half of the rent if you're not even habitating there. Like, if you don't live there.
Well, but he said he doesn't cohabitate with women. He's like, if I'm going to cohabitate with a woman, it's going to be somebody I'm marrying.
Then and there, you should never commit to paying half the rent for one of these Jezebels. one of their rents, okay, or whatever the case is, or half of their rent.
I disagree, but carry on.
You disagree?
I do disagree. I disagree because of this. I disagree in the concept that he shouldn't be. You were saying he should not be paying for her rent now they're broken up. That's what you're saying, correct?
He should have never committed to it in the first place.
Okay, but that's not the point. That's neither here nor there. I'm talking about, all right, that's the situation. He committed to it. He said this. Should he still be expected to upkeep her life, which is the rent, now that they've broken up? That's the question. Okay, so then we agree. Because what I'm saying is, based on episode 48, we both said no. If you got upgraded into a lifestyle while you're dating a guy and you break up, you shouldn't expect him. However, in this case, she wouldn't have chosen that lifestyle or that apartment had he not said,
I got half of it.
Because clearly,
based
on his own story, she's like, I like this place, but I can't afford it. She admitted she couldn't afford it. But he said, I like this for you. I like seeing myself coming over here to this spot. You know, I got it for you. And then he said, and this is the caveat. He said, no matter what happens, I got you for a year.
And that's where he fucked up. Sorry.
So you would say, okay, you think that's that actual part here is where he fucked up. What if he didn't say that? What if he said, I like this spot for you. I'll pay half the rent. You should get it. He doesn't say I got it for a year, but then they break up. You don't think he should continue paying?
He should have. Since he made the commitment from day one and moved her in there, knowing that it was out of her price range, he has to commit to the commitment that he made, the original commitment.
The original commitment was for 12 months, for a year.
Right.
Now I'm taking that part of it off, okay? Because I'm taking that part of it off and saying, okay, he didn't tell her, look, I got you for a – Jesus Christ, you can't do that during the podcast, bro. I told you. Okay, so let's say he didn't commit to 12 months, right? He didn't commit to saying, yo, I got you for 12 months. He just said, you know, I see this place for you. I like it. Move in. I got half the rent. And that's all he said, right? Then they break up 6 months later. Do you think he should continue paying the rent until the lease is over?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's yes on both parts. I agree.
It's yes on both parts because, like I said, she wouldn't have moved in there.
Correct.
Had he not opened up his stupid ass mouth.
We're not condemning him for what he said. Okay.
I'm condemning him because if you're telling me you're paying half of somebody's rent and you don't live there,
right,
and then you're saying you don't live with women unless you're married to them,
right?
But he
wanted a spot where when he does come over and kick it with her while they're in a relationship, that he'd be comfortable and that he'd like too. So he was getting a benefit from this as well.
But this is stupid.
Okay.
Why would you get a spot? You might as well just live there if you like going there. Like, what's the point of going to somebody else's house?
When you want to go to somebody else's house and kick it, you want to be comfortable too. You go into your girl's house. You don't always want your girl coming over your space. And maybe you don't want your girl coming over your space at all.
Okay, so, but that's fine. She should be able to commit to her own space without the need of his money or his help.
And she would have, but again, she found a spot.
But that's what I'm saying.
Her price range, and
he fucked up when he said, I got you.
Correct. I agree. But I'm just saying that some people would say that, you know, no, some men would be like, no, we're not dating anymore. Screw you. Find your own, you know, pay your own way. I disagree, though, honestly. I completely because he instigated, he initiated it. It's different than if she upgraded herself and he's like, okay, you got yourself into this. Sure, we're dating. I'll help you. You know what I'm saying? That's different than him saying, take it. I got you. And you're putting her in a position where she can't afford it. And you're giving her the cushion or the reassurance that you're going to help with her. You're damn right. I I expect this the guy to commit to it, at least until the lease is over. I absolutely agree. So even if he didn't say the full year thing, I mean, look, either or you better help her move somewhere. No matter what you're going to do, you're going to have to come out of pocket.
It's his fault that she's there in the first place. Correct. So he has to own up to the mistake that he made, and he needs to keep it going.
So then how is this different than episode 48 where we said...
Because in episode 48, she said after... because I believe she said that the guy got her the loft, and that it was expected for him to continue paying it regardless of whatever's going on with his life. Right. He should just always pay for it regardless of anything, whether or not she can afford it or any of the case. So that's the issue that I had in 48 where, you know, she just basically said, I don't care if I can make it or not. Because he introduced me into this lifestyle, it's on him to keep me going.
Right.
And again, I'm all for, like, this guy, what's the name again? I forgot. I already forgot his name.
Michael Kors. Michael Porter.
Michael Porter Jr. I'm on board. You want to try and make a commitment, try and do something nice or whatever. You make your bed, you learn from the lessons, you move forward.
Let's say he really cared about this chick or she was that fine and he was locking it down. I mean, I don't see anything wrong. As long as you have the money, as long as you're not putting yourself out by doing this, that's different. He had the money, you know what I'm saying? He had the money or has the money. So you're not putting yourself into a situation to, you know, help her out. But again, carry on. Okay. Yes. Take a sip. Take a long sip. There you go. Delicious. Refreshing.
That was fresh. No, like I said, I can commend him for trying to do something nice for somebody, because he said in the beginning that he's not known to be giving gifts, you know, or whatever to the girls that he's dating or whatever the case is.
Which is
understandable.
Which means that clearly this particular woman meant something.
Right. Meant something to him enough for him to be like, you know what, I got you, this and that, whatever, what have you. And then he committed after they broke up to the commitment that he made.
Being a man of his word.
Yeah, you're just being a man of your word. But once that year is up or whatever, she's got to find somewhere else to go.
No, of course.
Or if he's not going to run out of money until he, unless
they can always renegotiate. But again, like, that's not going to work out, because of course you're going to move on. You're going to find he's an NBA player. So he's going to find somebody else. And most girls worth their salt are not going to be cool with your man
paying your exes.
No, it's not going to happen. You know, no, that's not going to happen.
And in 48, that was the other issue that I had. In 48, she was dating somebody new. And he was living in the loft that she had her ex still paying for.
Right.
That was the other issue that I had.
Right.
You got a whole new man paying and staying in somebody else that...
Let's stop that. They broke up. She has a new man. And he gets to come over and isn't it the same thing? She's going to get a new man. If she's as fine as we think she is or whatever, she's going to find a new man. And she's going to find a new man. Hopefully she finds a new man that can take over.
Right.
He's smart enough to be like, yo, listen, he doesn't need to pay. I'm the man now.
So if this girl, in this situation, if this girl finds another man and he ends up staying over, it would be on Michael Porter Jr. to be like, hey, listen, since you got a new man now, you know, let's renegotiate what we agreed on.
That wasn't contingent upon that. He said, if we break up, I got you for a year. Not I got you for a year as long as you stay single. Not if I got you for a year if you don't have another dude coming over and you're not sleeping with anybody else.
It's the same thing as divorce and all this other shit. You don't expect it to happen when you say the stupid shit when you're making those commitments.
It doesn't matter.
Then
you need to put these clauses in your word.
Marriage is till death do us part, right? And then when divorce comes up, I'm taking half your shit.
Yes.
That wasn't a vow in the beginning of the wedding proposals.
But that is a risk. That is an assumed risk.
So,
same thing. So when he said, I'm going to pay your rent for a year, the assumed risk is that they can break up. And the assumed risk is in that same time that you break up, she may find somebody else who you know what I'm saying? That's all assumed risk. Unless you're telling me, because of all these assumed risks, you then have to put in these clauses, except in addition to, concurrently, conversely. You have to put all these things in there. So he'd have to have said,
I give him the benefit of the doubt because he is 27 years old and he's probably never done some dumb shit like this in his life. Damn. So I'm pretty sure later on the road, the next girl that he feels this way or he's compelled to do this for, I'm pretty sure there's going to be clauses to, you know,
Of course, but I don't think he's ever going to do again because now he's questioning like, is this dumb for me that I'm still paying for it? And yes and no. Yes, it was dumb, like you said, to have initiated the situation. But it's not dumb to honor your word because, again, you literally put her there. You know what I'm saying? Right. I understand if she coerced you, but the way you told it is she acknowledged she couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. And you said, I like this place for you. I'm going to hold it down. They basically had a financial discussion and agreement. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't fault him if she, you know, came out of pocket. Now, don't get me wrong. If she comes out of pocket, you know, and disrespects him, that might be a little different. If they don't have something written in contract, you're asked out. But what I am, or, you know, disrespect him. But at the same time, you put yourself in that position and you got to be a man of your word. And I respect that decision. And I absolutely agree with him having to pay it until the lease is up. And when the lease is over, you know, now she goes, well, you put me here. Now she turns to episode 48. Well, you put me here. You need to keep me here. Now we got a little something going on. That's different. Now we're like, okay. Now
if the situation turns into episode 48, now it's time to kick rocks.
So, yeah. No, in this case, you know, you got to be a man of your word. If you put a woman in a situation and you – well, one, like Manny says, don't do it. Don't – unless they're like – I don't know, wife. I can't even say engaged, like, because you don't even know. Like, you know, they have to be, like, tied to you. Kind of thing.
Listen, my thing is that whore.
Damn.
My bad. That whole ordeal. My fault.
That whore. That whore ordeal. God damn.
That whole.
I swear to God. Go back and listen to when you first came on this podcast. You were a different guy, bro. You were way like you were less jaded. And it's funny, you would swear you were dating or you were dealing with women. I mean, yeah, you had a little dealings, but like a tangential dealing since then, but nothing enough to explain where the optimism went. Old Manny would never have a Freudian slip calling a whole ordeal a whore ordeal.
That was an accident, okay? You can't count me on that.
He's like the whore. What the hell? And mind you, he didn't say that they broke up in bad terms. It just ended for whatever reason.
The whole ordeal in the first place is problematic. You should never commit to somebody.
Agreed. You should never make a commitment. It's not commit to somebody, but make a commitment, especially financial.
You shouldn't make a commitment to somebody that kind of financial commitment to somebody you just started dating. Yep. There's like no time frame beforehand, and that's the issue that I have, like it or that I saw or whatever. If there was some track, like you know, some backstory or whatever to it,
but what if she was like really fine, bro? Like I'm talking about baddie.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't give a damn how fine. You could be the epitome of 10. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And day one, I'm not gonna be like, oh, you know what? I like that place for you. I'm gonna give you no.
I'm just saying. You know, you have to lock it down. You know, gotta lock it down.
If that's what it causes, if that's what it takes for me to lock it down, then I don't want no part of it because that means she's only there for the money.
When a man is in love with a beautiful woman, you gotta watch your eyes. You better look out. Everybody wants her. Everybody needs her. She's the most beautiful woman they know. That's the song from Dr. Hook. When a man is in love with a beautiful woman. When a man is in love with a beautiful woman. You better watch your friends. You better watch your friends. That's why I keep my girls away from Manny. That's it. He's locking it down. For all you know, let's say the rent was $6,000 and he only paid $3,000 and he's making like millions of dollars. That's a drop in the bucket. So
I mean, you can make stupid financial mistakes like that if you've got money to throw away or whatever the case is.
Correct.
And you've got no responsibilities, no children or anything of the sort.
Correct.
You know, whatever, what have you. But still, like, That's at this point, like I said, I can't knock him. Oh shit, I can't knock him for doing that because he's 27. He's never done something like this before. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping
27 is pretty. 27 is pretty up there in age to do something. To this be your first time to do something right. Silly. So that's not that bad. So it means he's got something because he made it very clear that when he was younger, he had women paying for him because he was broke. He said he would go to Chipotle and they'd come out of pocket for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how he had it back in the day. So, you know, let's keep it real. Back when he was broke and he was in high school and younger before he got into the NBA, he said he had the women paying for him because he just didn't have the money. He was broke. That's what it was.
I mean, like I said, I'm okay with that being his first mistake. Hopefully he learns from it or whatever the case is, but that's still like a financial obligation to somebody. Correct. That unnecessary. Is not unnecessary. Yeah, it's unnecessary because you're just throwing money away. Yeah. You know, again, he's got money to throw away, but what if this was a part in your life where you didn't have the money to throw away because you...
Then you shouldn't be, then you would have been a dumb piece of whatever, a dumb fuck, whatever you want to call it, to have
but made that's what such, I'm saying. Like, such, this a, is, such a reunion. This is one of those situations where, like, he just luckily was in a financial state where he could have made that and was correct. Fine and correct. It didn't hurt him. But let's just say 10 years down the road, now he's got 5 cars, he's got like 2-3 different houses, you know, whatever, and they're all expensive. So now he's paying for everything. He's taking care of his family, you know,
well,
whatever.
That's poor money management then.
Well, that again, but then you're doing well. You're able to cover all of that.
Yes.
But then, you know, anything additional, mm-hmm. like paying somebody else's rent for a year, if that puts you out, that's a problem.
Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree. I agree. No, I just thought this is a good episode because I listened to that video and I was like, well, I agree. He should continue to pay. And I was like, wait a minute. We've had this discussion before. And I know for a fact that I said, hell no, a guy should not continue paying for an ex. And I'm just like, well, that's hypocritical of me. But then I listened to it and I said, okay, why do I agree? And I heard that caveat. I encouraged her. That's a wrap. Right. That's it right there. I encouraged her. And then I gave, I think, which is a smart thing, is that he did give a deadline, you know? Mm-hmm. You could have easily said, I got you, no matter what happens, and left it like that. And arguably, she would have had a leg to stand upon to be like, you got to keep paying for this forever because you put me here, kind of a thing. So luckily, he said first year. So he's smart enough to do that, and I respect that even more. But right. I can see myself... something similar, but I can see myself in the past doing something similar to this. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I got you. We're dating because you think it's going to be... You think it's going to be serious. He's dating with purpose. Clearly, he was dating with purpose, not just right. to F around. And so this is what happens with a man who's dating with purpose. He looks at longevity. So he wants to make sure. So, for example, one of the girls that I was dating, I don't remember. I know I brought her up. The beach date one. The one who broke up with me. Well, didn't even break up with me. Because the one I said that I was dating, but she wasn't dating me. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember the story. And... she was going through a financial situation. And when it came to rent and her car being repossessed, and I jumped in because I was like, I'm going to be the man that I want to be in your life. I want to be your man. I want to be the man. So I'm going to take on your situation as our situation. What are we going to do? What are you doing? What are you sniffing?
Whatever's in my pocket. I don't know what this
okay,
is.
Okay, man, because it looks like you're grabbing your ass and sniffing your ass, dog. But anyway, I was in this situation. Like I said, look, you know, I want to be your man. We're dating. You're going through something. What are we going to do about it? I took it upon as us, not her situation. I said, how am I going to take her out on dates while we're at the date, she's worrying about her car being repossessed or being behind in rent, kind of a thing. And I did. I helped out for the entire, I don't know, 4 or 5 months that I thought we were dating. And I say thought. This is when I found out there's a difference between dating and you dating somebody, but somebody not dating you, or vice versa. And, you know, so I, not only can I see myself doing it, I kind of was in that. And will I ever get that money back? No, I won't. Do I expect to get that money back? No, because I know why I did it. I did it because I thought we were in a position. I was trying to be that particular guy. Plus, we had previous history, too. We dated before and we knew each other for a few years. So don't get me wrong. I wasn't like some, oh, my God, I'm pussy whipped and I dropped in there. No, we had history. But I took it upon myself to be that guy because that's the guy that I wanted to be. Kind of like the whole dress for the job you want. That's how I was treating it. I was dressing for the job that I want. You know, I want to be a long-term relationship with you. I'm going to be and act like that is what we're working toward, and that is what was going on. And you know, do I feel stupid? Not now. Then I did. Absolutely felt really dumb because it was a lot of money that I came out of pocket, especially for a guy with two kids and one, you know, working one job and trying to, you know, hold a studio up, you know, on his shoulders. But I see where it comes from, you know, and you want to do the right thing and you want to be the guy. And there's nothing wrong with that necessarily, but you also have to know your limitations. And it comes back to the phrase that I say now, and I wish I thought about it then. How has she earned it? Right. I'm sorry, gentlemen. If you're going to go, I would ask, what's his name again?
Michael Porter.
I say, Michael Porter, how did she earn this from you? He's probably going to say nothing because, again, he offered it because he saw himself being there comfortable. He wanted to be able to visit his girl and be comfortable where he was at. So it was kind of more like I wanted it for her, but I also wanted it for me as well. So I kind of see it that way. But then in my scenario just now, I would have gone back to that Jason, slapped him in the face and said, yo, before you commit to all of this, before you assist, you know, and you offer, because again, she never asked, she offered and I jumped. Oh no, she never asked. I offered when I figured out what was going on because she was trying to hide it too. I had to discover it. And I would have slapped him in the face and said, listen, how has she earned it? So in the end, what Jason now would have done was given her time to figure her life out. So listen, link up with me when things are okay, and then let her come back when things are okay, and continue the dating and continue the taking her out and stuff like that, kind of a thing. That's what I think I would have done differently, or I would have been like, "Yo, your life is a mess. Peace out." I'm not sure, but that's how I feel. I mean, I know you have never experienced anything like this, man, because you're too cool for school.
Well, you know. Because I've been married for
665. We're reducing it.
We're going backwards now.
Yeah, we got to reduce it. Got to be something more. Oh. We got to be more realistic about 65 years of marriage.
Okay. Yeah. So since I was married for like 65 years, I've never had the capability of wanting to take care of somebody else and their bills.
Right.
And I think I appreciate my marriage more for that.
How so?
Because I didn't get caught up in the shit.
Oh, you mean keeping you since I was
married for so long, I didn't have to worry about paying nobody else's bills, especially if they weren't making daddy no damn sandwich.
Right. Stupid ass. Right. But in the difference is being in a lackluster or unfulfilling or toxic or miserable, however you want to eventually label it, is kind of like you're stuck in a way, as opposed to where when you're dating, if you fall into these categories and you're smart enough to say I'm out, you can pick and choose when you want to deal with what we call women's fuckery than not. So it's kind of different. As much as I say, yeah, you have less examples or no examples of dealing with women's fuckery, you also have the longest example of dealing with a woman's fuckery in general.
A version of it,
yeah. Right. So, you know, it was harder to separate. Like now, if God help me if I ever date again, but if I go date and I meet somebody and I'm like, oh yeah, no, this is not, I'm not about this, I can be like, I'm out. But if I was married to that, oh, well, I got to kind of work it out, or what consequences will I suffer for saying I'm out, for checking out of the marriage?
Part of being in the marriage, right, is that you own that other person. So when that other person acts,
did you say you own that other person? Like, I heard because we were talking about money, I heard oh, but then my mind clicked in and said no, he said own. I just want to rewind that. Carry on, sir. And he wonders why I avoid podcasting and have all these excuses.
You own that other person. So when they act up,
right,
you know,
right.
Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't approve of.
You don't approve.
Domestic abuse.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. We here at Last of the Nice Guys do not approve of any domestic abuse from either sex.
I'm okay with publicized abuse.
Just what I'm talking about. There you go. So So we can wrap it up. I mean, that's pretty much it. Any final thoughts about this particular scenario and how it reflects on episode 48 or even episode one of the podcast, which is the very first podcast? Should men pay? I still say not up front.
No,
they shouldn't.
Never up front.
We do, and it's expected, but I honestly believe no. I believe that courting should be a 50-50 thing. The interest should be mutual. You come, we meet up. You pay your way, I pay my way. Or at least that's the expectation. And the guy reserves the right to be like, you know what? I had a great time with you. I want to see you again. I want to pay your way. I want the option and the choice, not the expectation. So when I ask you out on a date and you say yes, I want you thinking, all right, I'm going to be paying for myself. He's going to be paying for himself. We're going to get to know each other. And hopefully, maybe if he's generous enough and if I'm interested in enough or whatever it is, he might. It should be a generous offer or a gift, not an expectation or an obligation just because I asked you out, especially if we don't know each other. What if we don't like each other?
I always have an issue with it. Always, at any time is an expectation. If it's expected,
it is. That's the zeitgeist. No,
but that's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
Right.
I have an issue with the fact that it's expected.
Yeah.
At any point, it should never be expected.
Uh-huh.
Unless there is the very, very small percentage that you can't afford it.
Right.
Okay, but that.
But who can't afford it? The woman that's being taken out?
Right.
Then she shouldn't be going out.
She shouldn't, but
if you can't afford it, you should be.
There are men that are just like, hey, listen, like I really just want to hang out with you and take you out and whatever.
Right.
However,
it's his choice.
Expected
that he pays. Correct.
Shouldn't be expected. However, it's like, hey, listen, you know my financial situation, this and that, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But
correct. Then he should say, You're right. He should say, don't worry about it. I got it. It's on me. You know, it's on me. Don't worry about it. It's on me.
But at any point,
you're right.
At any point, absolutely it should never be expected from anybody to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how women say men shouldn't expect to have sex on the first date.
Correct.
Just say like
it,
that.
Say it again.
It should never be expected. Just like women say men should never be expect or should expect to have sex on the first date.
Right.
It should never be expected.
It shouldn't. Because
as a matter of fact, that's
the double standard. You're absolutely right.
As a matter of fact,
we said it many times. Men aren't allowed to have any expectations while women have all the expectations during courting.
All of them.
They have all these things that need to be met.
Crazy.
And men can't even say, yo, I'd like to, can I slide in there a little bit? We get nothing.
I can't even get my hand held. I can't even get a kiss, bro. Nope. Like, I'm not even trying to fuck you ugly. I mean, what?
Oh, shoot. What were you going to say before we wrap it up?
But just how women are always complaining that men always expect sex on the first date, whatever, blah, blah. Women shouldn't expect to have everything paid for.
To be wine and nine. You're absolutely right.
From game one.
They shouldn't.
That's just the problem with society and how it is. You know, it's just stupid. It's why I will never probably ever date again.
Yep.
And that's
you
the issue.
You deprive the ladies of the world, that fantastic, handsome, machismo man that you are? Why would you do that?
Because I'm sure there's another person who's less hurt than me.
Women of the world shed one tear for the loss of that because Manny would be an amazing, well, he was, but he would be an amazing husband again. I'm just saying that right there. Not me not so much, but him, absolutely, absolutely. Once he gets over this I hate everything phase that he's been going through for the last
Hate everything.
You don't love anything, that's for sure.
I just, it's not in my radar anymore.
Got it.
I don't commit to the thought of it.
I think that if I start dating again, it would be as an experiment or for fun, where I would take the lady out on the date, and then when the check comes, I would say, "So we're going Dutch, right?" Just to see what the response is. And as a joke, though, I would even if she said yes, I wouldn't.
What you should do is you should text her and see if she leaves you on red.
When?
No, like during dinner, you text her like, "We're going Dutch." See if she leaves you on red.
I should be like, check please, like this. So we go in half, right? And see what happens. Just for the thing, a version of trolling. This is why I'm never going to get a date, because they're going to listen to this and say, I don't want to try me like that. Or they would do it because they'd be like, yes, absolutely, and bust out their wallet because they know I just said that I would be paying anyway, because I would. I'm too old school for that. I cannot see myself ever going Dutch on a date. It would have to be like a terrible, terrible date. And even then I'd be like, look, I kind of did this to myself. It is what it is. I should have done a better job of vetting her or whatever it was. But I just wouldn't go on a second date. But all right, well, that's a wrap. I guess that's final thoughts. That's an addendum. Men should never pay except if they initiate these things. I'm sorry. If you're going to say, hey, stay here, I got you back, well, then it's on you. If you're going to say, hey, let's go on a date, I'm going to take you to this 5-star restaurant, you can't go Dutch for that. I'm sorry. If you say, I really want you to go here, and she says, it's a little pricey. No, it's all good. It's on me. When you commit to these words, you got to be a man of your word. And that's it. I no way around it. So in other words, don't make these commitments. Like Manny said, just don't ever put yourself in that position. So then you won't have to have a existential crisis about looking like a fuck and also doing the right thing.
Being made fun of all over the internet, you know.
All over the internet, exactly. Well, that's it for Last of the Nice Guys podcast. I'm Jason, that's Manny, and thank you for your time.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys, Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys, or email lastoftheniceguys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.